This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Alex Zosola for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, what do KFC and Taco Bell have in common? It's their parent company, Yum Brands, and it's embracing artificial intelligence in its restaurants. We'll hear about how AI is changing franchise operations and potentially taking your order from WSJ reporter Belle Lin. And then, jobs at PDD Holdings, the e-commerce giant behind Temu, are highly sought after by Chinese tech workers. But recently, ex-workers say the company has been cracking down on non-compete clauses. WSJ reporter Shen Liu tells us what that means for China's e-commerce industry. But first, did you know that KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and Habit Burger Grill are all run by the same parent company? It's called Yum Brands. And Joe Park, its new chief digital and technology officer, says the company is going AI first. WSJ reporter Belle Lin joins me now with more on what new tech means for the restaurants and the customer experience. Belle, let's start with the operations side. How is Yum Brands already using AI?
Yum Brands has this app they call the Super App, and essentially it's their way of helping their franchise owners really run the entire restaurant from their pockets. They want to see and use a mobile app for every single aspect of ordering inventory, tracking labor scheduling, from delivery to how the kitchen is run. And so if the Super App is the place where all of that work happens, AI can really take the insights from the data across all of their brands and say, okay, restaurant owner located in Louisville, Kentucky, this is the number of chicken wings you should be ordering, and these are the number of people you need for this shift based on prior data we have for your location at this time.
And how about external use? How might we as customers be interacting with AI at Yum Brands restaurants?
Well, Yum Brands isn't unique in the fact that they are exploring AI for kind of augmenting the customer interaction. So a lot of fast food chains from Wendy's to McDonald's are also experimenting with AI taking orders at the drive-thru. So when you drive in, there's a sort of friendly chatbot that may or may not be able to chit-chat with you depending on how the company has built their technology. So that's one aspect. It's already in the kiosks that you and I might see when we walk into a restaurant and order from there. But also, one of the things that they consider literally their secret sauce is the data that they have about customers. And so the fact that they can spread it across their multiple brands. So if they know your email address and you've purchased something from Pizza Hut, but they have your name from Taco Bell, then they can combine that data to build a sort of more comprehensive customer profile. And that's all customer insights and AI powered, so they can predict, say, you might want a special personalized or bundled offer for some new offering that suits your dietary preference and maybe even your household.
Big picture, what does embracing AI allow the company to do better?
For the most part, AI is really at this point about efficiency. Fast food companies at the moment are under a lot of pressure because consumers are really questioning the value of, do I want to pay $20 for a hamburger? Inflation is still heavy on their minds. And then also at the same time, the need for efficiency because labor costs are so much higher than they were before. So April 1st is the first day in which California's minimum wage labor law is in effect. And so a lot of fast food operators are thinking about how to maintain their costs of operations while remaining profitable as a result. And so that's driving a lot of the focus and hope that AI can really speed up the way in which they do things and keep things at a pretty low cost. When you can predict how much inventory you need to buy, you don't have to spend as much and use as much waste. So that's the hope for technology and AI at the moment.
That was our reporter, Belle Lin. Coming up, is the Chinese e-commerce giant behind Temu trying to gain a competitive edge by holding its employees to non-compete clauses? That's after the break.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program So head to netsuite.com/wallstreet right now.
For Chinese tech workers, e-commerce company PDD Holdings, the parent of Temu, is a desirable place to work. Salaries are relatively generous and it looks good on a resume. But for some, the trouble starts after they leave the company. Ex-workers at all levels say PDD is enforcing non-compete clauses in their contracts, bringing them to court and forcing them to pay exorbitant penalties. WSJ reporter Shen Liu is here now to tell us what this reveals about China's competitive e-commerce business. Shen Liu, how does PDD differ from rivals like Alibaba?
PDD came into existence much later than rivals like Alibaba in China. It was founded in 2015 when China's e-commerce industry was already dominated by companies like Alibaba and JD.com. What's different is that it sort of has grown into this gigantic company out of nowhere in China. Unlike companies like Alibaba that has dipped into many different businesses other than e-commerce, PDD is laser focused on e-commerce. What's also different is that Alibaba has been trying to go global since day one, but it hasn't really successfully grown into a globally recognized e-commerce company. But PDD's Temu became a globally recognized e-commerce company in less than 2 years.
And what is it like to actually work at PDD?
For many employees, PDD is a good company to work for because the pay is very generous and an experience there would lift your resume anywhere you go. But for some others, they describe the work environment as harsh because the company is very competitive and so it imposes lots of limitations and restrictions on its workers. A group of its former employees are saying that the company is going very hard after the former employees who signed very restrictive non-compete agreements with the company. A non-compete is an agreement that a company enters with its employees that would prevent the workers from working for rivals after they left the company, especially if their positions are relevant to the company's commercial secrets. Some of them are saying that they were just junior and mid-level workers, but the company still subject them to very restrictive non-competes. And some are even saying that the company potentially used illegal methods, such as hiring private detectives to follow the former employees after they left as a way to collect evidence that they worked for rival companies.
So PDD employees say they sign these non-compete agreements, they work at the company, and then when they leave, it sounds like that's when PDD takes action. What kinds of action does the company take against these employees who sign non-compete agreements?
We talked to one PDD worker who said the company would usually assign a human resource representative to monitor the developments and movements of a former employee who was probably a mid-level manager to monitor where he goes after the company and whether he starts a new venture after he left the company. And we've also spoke to several former PDD employees who are in legal disputes with the company regarding their non-competes. They're saying that the company used real-time location tracking and also checked their social security payment records to find out where they currently work for. What's striking in this story is some of the employees are really junior workers, and they didn't even work at PDD for a long time. For instance, there is this woman who worked for PDD for 8 months because she couldn't stand the long hours, but she is now subject to $36,000 of a non-compete penalty. That would have been 2 years of her salary at the company.
Is this typical for Chinese tech companies?
We've talked to tech workers in China. They're saying that it's more common for Chinese tech companies to have rank and file workers to sign non-competes these days, but the scope of PDD's non-compete restrictions and the level of intensity that it goes after former employees, that's not common.
What has PDD said about this?
PDD said the company uses non-compete agreements in a limited and responsible manner, and it adheres to the law and the best industry practices in China. So in other words, they're saying that we're just doing what our competitors are doing and it's acceptable. And they're also saying less than 2% of workers who left the company in the past 6 months up to February were bounded by non-competes.
Zooming out a bit, what does all of this tell us about China's e-commerce industry?
It tells us that China's e-commerce industry is extremely competitive and the competition is cutthroat. Companies like PDD are using non-competes as a tool to prevent rivals from knowing the company's commercial secrets, even though non-competes in the U.S. are on the wane now.
That was WSJ reporter Shen Liu. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Zosola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.